Blog Talk Radio.
I swear this famous shit just happened overnight. For sure these hoes were so uptight, but now they so polite. All I see is fake love, smiles, and overbites. But I'm pimping, nigga, Dolomite. I remember when I was like 10, maybe 9. Ricky had a deuce, through shoddy pumps with a baby 9. Busta had the rhymes, Puffy had the shine. Both thugs had more thugs, but that was the shit that made me rhyme. What's up? What's on your mind? Hold up, I'm feeling fine. Lokes got me blind, thugging like I'm Eazy-E up in his prime. Another young nigga with a attitude. I guess that's why the crackers kept me after school. Roaches on the wall, roaches on the dresser. Everybody had roaches, but our roaches ain't respect us. On the park bench playing checkers, sipping nectar. Jabot jeans with hologram straps and reflectors. We had cookouts and dirt bikes and dice games and fist fights and fish fries and shootouts. Like one stick with two rounds and one clip. Left two down as four kids, but one live. Left three dead, but one split. That one miss, that one snitch. That's everyday shit, we used to that. Add it up, do the math with your stupid ass. Don't view me as no conscious cat, this ain't no conscious rap. Fuck the conscious crap, Mac can push your conscious back. I do this for my culture, penny nickels in the sofa. Mommy watching Oprah, daddy in the kitchen whipping soda. Connecting sosa, Spanish chick Viola. Hit it in the chocha with the testarossa. Hit they tone to fuck the law, we soldier. I'm about it, nigga, anxious, sweet about me. The baddest bitches on the block be even speaking about me. So thug is rugged, bringing ruckus, snuckin' if you buckin'. Youngin' thuggin', buggin', showin' out in public, but you
only got
love
one
it.
Vision, that's for kids in every color religion. That listen, we gotta beat the system, stay the fuck out the prison. They try to blind our vision, but we all got children, we siblings.
You my brother, you my kin, fuck the color of your skin. Back once again, killing in the back of the lack with a pass or a gym. Finna ask in the pass to a friend, then a nigga smash, I'll be damned if I ask her again. Go slash on the lack when I stand, then it's back to the back of the beans. Made back in the back with a hand in the crack when I tap that dash. Then attack, never tack, never that, that max on the end, spin, end. I remember way back when, a motherfucker used to have to borrow cash from my friends. Just to put a snack up in the fridge, when I'm on, I swear to God, they'll be your back. Now the kids all look up to me, them bitches wanna fuck with me. My idols say what's up to me, from ugly to comfortably. Suddenly,
change, man.
Yeah.
It was just like yesterday. Times are so ugly, and now I'm comfortable. I just only could thank God. Suddenly, everything changed before my eyes, by my surprise. ASAP.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Smile. Take a look over your shoulder. Why'd words get much older? Life has a way of humbling you down. Thought you already knew it. Took a turn, then you blew it. Life has a way of humbling you down. So I think I already know everything. So I think there ain't room to grow everything. As I stare at the ceiling in an abandoned building, life had a way of knocking me around. And my children still look up to me while their stomachs on empty. Oh, I need an angel to fall on me now. So I thought I already knew everything. So I thought there wasn't room to grow.
Royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of the Hanson Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle. Still not feeling well, still under self-created discipline, okay? Let me say that. I'm not going to say I'm sick, don't feel well, all that. I'm still under self-created discipline, okay? So, not going to be doing too much talking today. but I am going to give you current updates. And also, we have not talked about the Boule. So this is part two of the Boule. We have a Boule series that we, we have a Boule series.
Low battery.
That we have been doing, and we're going to push through all of the interferences. So, WCBE, we're going to go ahead and hop right into it. Brother Wisdom talking about why the Sphinx closed her eyes. I was wondering about that, but let's hear what he has to say.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Brother Wisdom, what's going on? You know, we were talking about the Sphinx yesterday and how the Sphinx has closed her eyes. And what we must understand in this is that the Sphinx has gone within herself. Because she is a direct creation of nature herself. All the giants are. The giants were created by nature, just like we were created by nature, created by the trees. The giants created by nature. The giants are a direct product of nature. The Sphinx is a direct product of nature. Let you know what's going on. She's going into our holy temple. It's important that we understand what is going on at this present moment. She closed her eyes. Because she knows that chaos is coming. Chaos is coming. Chaos is going to bring forth much damage, much destruction. At the same time, it's going to bring a new life. And this is what we have to grasp. We have to grasp the concept of this. My brother and I was talking here at work, and, you know, we was talking about how these so-called white people want order. They want order because many of them don't know how to operate without order. They need order. But for the most part, the order is created for us. All right? The order was created for us so that we wouldn't be in that chaos stage. When you're in a chaos stage and you're constantly in a chaos stage, meditation is a part of a chaos stage. When you're going into meditation on a consistent basis, every time you go into meditation, you're thinking into that chaos. And this is why these beings want order. This is why they're pushing for this whole bill to say, okay, well, you know, we want to separate the church and the state. And in reality, the state should not be making decisions. It's the church that is supposed to be making decisions. So here, in essence, they want to bring about the order of Christianity, monotheism, Alright? Well, they want to force everyone to believe in an abstract deity that literally doesn't exist. Henceforth, the whole part of this order is to make us, or to try to accept us as the original beings who have awakened to go back into a sleep state. Because they don't want chaos, because the thing about it is, what you have to understand, brothers and sisters, is that in our chaotic stage, we evolve. We evolve into completely different beings. We evolve and become higher powered organisms. Just like we're talking about the Black Wall Street. And what were we doing? They said, oh yeah, we're going to give Tulsa to these nigga Indians. That's what they call us, nigga Indians. And what did we do? Because they thought we were going to destroy each other. They thought we were going to have chaos among each other. What we did, it was real chaos, because we began building and creating structures and designing. And by us beginning to build together and create all types of structures and the energies that we put within ourselves to work together, literally drain the energies of their system, causing a depression, causing their system to break down, causing them to lose everything that they worked so hard for. So then they had to catch us in the middle of the night and bomb us, kill us, so that energy that we were gathering dissipate, and therefore thus their systems came back together. See, they want us in a state of normality, and this is one thing Mother Sphinx is looking at. If they want us into a state of normality where we have this thing of, well, everything's just going to be normal. You know, we want everything to go back to normal. Everything's not going back to normal. This is chaos. Now, when you look at Facebook, because, you know, I was talking with some brothers and all that work, and we were discussing this, and it's like, whoever posted on Facebook fact-checks them. Do you know what Facebook starts fact-checking? That means there's a whole lot of truth, and there are no lies. Oh, you know, fact-check. Oh, no, there's no proof of the speech doing this. There's no proof of somebody has actual video footage, and they post it, but you post it fact-checking an actual video. Wow. So this is the point, brothers and sisters. As a Sphinx has gone within herself, and she's closed her eyes, and she's in her state of meditation, and her state of inner peace is within the inner peace is chaos. Therefore, in the inner peace is chaos. Remember talking about the tornadoes a while back? Say, you know, in the center of the tornado, it's so peaceful and calm. It's all there is, nothing but peace and calm, light winds. But on the outside of that tornado is pure rage and fury, and everything is being destroyed. Everything is being uprooted. People's lives are taken. Vehicles and cars are thrown about. Houses are ripped into little pieces of material, like, you know, you're just ripping paper mache. Buildings fall, and even tornadoes have been known to suck up whole lakes, parts of rivers. that's what the inner peace is, because the Sphinx is going to be a state of inner peace. And this is where we must be, my brothers and sisters. This is where we must be. That state of inner peace where we can link into the most highest powers. We can link into the riches of the different forces that are out there. We can link into so many different avenues of power. Your inner peace. Understanding. Your power. Energy. It's up to you. Sphinx has closed her eyes. Now, another thing, when I was talking to my mother about this, and, I told my mom, I said, when Sphinx closed her eyes, she's going to stand in meditation. Then I told her, my mom, I said, see, the Sphinx is closing her eyes because she doesn't want to see the damage and destruction that we know is coming to this planet, is coming to this realm. She doesn't want to see what's going to take place. So she closed her eyes. Something to think about. We come from cosmic hierarchy. We come from cosmic royalty, primordial deities. So many different avenues of power are within us, and we've got to bring about a change here on our planet. That's why we talk about building and creating, constructing. But it's extremely important for us. We understand and understand what is taking place. Nothing is going to remain the same. There's never going to be another normal time. There's never going to be a time where everything is just going to be order and everybody's working together. No, those days are gone. Let the sleepers sleep. And let the waking ones, well, let the sore eyes take a plan. Alright? We're entering the time of times. We're entering the days where very soon, you see a sun setting in the west and another one rising in the east. And we will be in a state of pure power and glory. Understand what we are, but understand, overstand who we are. Just know that our enemies took our white folks. They want order. They want order. They want us to be under their subjection. It's over. It's over. Remember we talked about, we made mention of Humpty Dumpty one time before. We said Humpty Dumpty, it sat on the wall, had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king men could put Humpty back together again. And this is that governmental system. This is that system, that program, that virus that was created that they thought was going to sit up on this wall forever. And it's fallen. And they're trying to put the pieces back together. That stimulus checks and we're going to give you extra money and your jobs, giving you incentives and everything, because they're trying to bring things back to the way it used to be, but they're not thinking about the energy that's shifting and changing everything. And the Sphinx knows this. This is why the Sphinx knows the Sphinx. The Sphinx is a colossal being. It's a colossal organism, she's going into a state of meditation. Close her eyes. She needs to expect some very, very, very powerful, extremely powerful energy to be issued out here to the planet. Because this ain't no ordinary thing that's taking place. This is literally a shift of energies. And the Sphinx is going into herself. And now it's time, brothers and sisters. We understand, overstand. That there is no more time to play around.
That's
understand,
it.
Understand, overstand. That
there is
what mankind told you was okay was never okay. So you got to look at this species here, mankind. And when they come to you telling you, oh, it's okay to do this, this is just fine, we passed the law saying you can do this, we did this, you cannot rely on someone who has no soul.
Huh.
You cannot rely on someone who has done nothing but damage and destruction from the time he's been on this planet. You cannot trust anyone like that.
Oh.
As you've seen the future, as well as you've seen the past, and she's working with nature to bring about an energy that's literally going to decimate our system. And this is why we must prepare ourselves, brothers and sisters, because the destruction is coming. Everything is going to be destroyed by fire. And we're going to watch corporations burn to the ground. We're going to watch businesses end. We're going to watch this whole governmental system burst into flames. And it's going to implode. And it's just going to burn. It's going to be a spontaneous combustion as it is happening at this present moment while they're trying to put the pieces back together again. Ooh, excuse me. Yeah, I was good, y'all. I just got home from work. But this is the Sphinx has closed her eyes. And she's seeing things and she's preparing herself. We're gonna see some torrential times, brothers and sisters. We're gonna see some trying times. There may be communication, there might not be communication. We don't know. We just know it's important that we be in alignment with nature and the cosmos so that we can shift properly.
Mm.
So that we can bring about a change on our planet or our realm. Because everybody's tired of working. Everybody's tired of working. Everybody's tired of paying bills. Everybody's tired of going through this whole same scenario. And I speak for my people.
Yep. Done with it.
We got this, though. We got this. Brother came to me and was talking about how they get ready to crank up CERN. And I said, you know what? I said, these beings here, they can never.
We give them too much power.
It's not in their nature to do this. But what they want to do is try to, I was telling them that what they're trying to do is they're trying to understand how nature was created, understand how life was created. They're doing things against certain laws and principles of cosmos and the galaxy and the universes. Should I say universes? So, if it's been a couple weeks now and the Sphinx has closed her eyes, that means that when she opened her eyes again, it's going to be, I can't say. Because I haven't even linked into the Sphinx to even communicate with her on that level. I'm still somewhere else right now. So I can't say what's going to happen. Be sure to be go within yourselves. You have some time for meditation. Maybe I should do a meditation session and record it so you all can have a more powerful meditation. You can have one of the meditations that I do, because I have very, very powerful meditations, and I will share some of the meditation practices with you all. Okay. A lot of changes coming, brothers and sisters. A lot of changes. Let's bring forth a powerful change. All right? Let me go get me some rest. All power to the multi-sacred celestial angelic beings, may chaos reign forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change. Just know that these beings are trying hard. They're working hard. Like we said, I heard this whole thing, and they said that they're getting ready to separate the church and the state, and they said the state should be ruled by the church and not the church ruled by the state. So basically, they're going to be trying to force Christianity and Catholicism and all kind of other religions upon us, which means that if they try this, or when they try this, they're going to be working on something else to try to force us, which means that we have got to be ready for this war. And I think Mother Sphinx is seeing this. Oh, yes, she's seeing this. All right. We're going to bring it into this. We're going to bring it into it all. All right, brothers and sisters. Which probably too well.
Okay. Okay. So, you know,
what is this?
Let's listen to this one, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm a flow today.
You know, as I went deeper into the closing of the Sphinx eyes, oh my goodness, so much came to me. So much was released to me. And one thing that was mentioned as I was in my state of oneness was that there is a blood debt that must be paid. And in order to operate in this type of manner, you cannot have any type of emotion. You must be like the tornadoes and the hurricanes. You must be like the volcanoes and the earthquakes. You must operate on a level higher than what these inorganic beings could ever operate. They showed you their illusion through Hollywood, the cinema. They showed you all of their illusions. They showed you that the only way that they can operate a whatever higher level they want to operate is to mind fuck you, to make you think that you are lesser than them. This is why they created money.
This is the God concept.
This is why they created religion.
Yep.
This is why they created the laws. Because all money, religion, the law were all designed to keep us from destroying them. So if we occupy ourselves with other things that we won't think about, the blood debt that must be paid. See, this is karma. see, this is how karma works. In the old days, when someone had a debt, and if they passed in whatever manner, even if they were killed, the debt was passed on to the children. And if that child didn't pay the debt, then that debt was paid on to their children. And if that, if the grandchildren didn't pay the debt, it was passed on to the great-grands. And if the great-grands didn't pay the debt, it was passed on to the great-great-grands. And if the great-great-grands didn't pay the debt, then it was passed on to the great-great-great-grands. This is the karma that we're talking about. There is a blood debt that must be paid. As she closes her eyes, as she says, my children, my planet, this realm, my people, they are not the same. They're not the same ones that I knew before I had fallen into this deep sleep. Because when she closes her eyes, that lets you know that she is wide awakened. All those Arabs and all those so-called white folks and all those so-called Asians, all those, every one of these beings who do not resemble nature has a blood debt they must pay. Because they ran us up our lands. They ran us off of our lands. That land that's called Russia was once our land, with nothing but us thriving there. The Arctic Circle was nothing but us thriving there. Ireland, Scotland, what they call Newfoundland. All this everywhere, Antarctica, was nothing but us. And these beings came. They found our source of power, which was the tree of life. For the brother to discover the tree of life was an awakening moment for us all. Because now we know. They told us in the movie Avatar, we destroyed your source of power. We took away from you what belonged to you, and there is nothing that you can do about it. This is what they said. This is how they operate. This is how they move. This is how they do things. This is their choice of everything. It is highly important that we understand, overstand. There's a blood debt that must be paid. There is a blood debt that must be paid. As she closed her eyes, and upon her closing her eyes, she awakened. And upon her awakening, the sun was set in the west, and another sun rises in the east to bring forth a new day, but there will be no more nights.
No more nights.
And therefore fire shall rain down upon the realm, and every business and corporation, the stock market, the church, everything that does not house souls of the original beings will be destroyed, will be wiped out, will be completely done away with. They have caused us to fall into a deep sleep. There's a blood debt that must be paid, and this debt will be paid. No matter what, this debt will be paid. This debt will be paid. There'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know what gnashing of teeth means? Gnashing of teeth means grinding their teeth. Because they're going to realize that they are in hell and not in the heaven that their forefathers told them that they were in. Their forefathers told them, oh yeah, you know, you're going to be in a heavenly place. This is the land of milk and honey. You have all the freedoms in the world. You can do whatever you want to do. You a man and you want to be a woman. If you're a woman and you want to be a man, you're a person and you want to be an animal, you can be whatever you want to be. Love whoever you want to love. If you want to be with animals, you can be with animals. This is what they did. This is what they said. Call themselves Freemasons. Because in the old world, in the planet where they came from, they were not allowed to be Masons. No. They came here on slave ships. From where they came. That's all right.
That's the, there it is.
New ships are landing. And the blood that was paid.
There it is. There it fucking is. All right, let's go ahead and get into this boule. Let's see. Part two, boule. The slave ships. What were the slave ships really? That's what people are not discussing. I tell people, slavery is nothing short of human trafficking. That's all slavery is, human trafficking. Wow. All right. Let's see. Boule, guys. And I think after this clip, I'm not going to be too long.
Hims helps guys take care. Whether you're looking for support for your mental health, performance in the bedroom.
Oh, let me say this. In these communities, I always say to myself, you know, we have to be mindful and we have to know, you know, who's working for who. There's a quote that I always say, know who's who. You know, even in these spiritual arenas, it is very paramount that we know who's who. Because one question you have to ask is, who are you working for? As we know, brotherhood and sisterhood and all of these shit that, you know, we do in secret, you know, listen, hey, I get it. Most people have to have something in order or in place in order to just flow and navigate or even be entitled to the secrets. And whatever, you know, while there are many of us that don't need that, you know, we're not interested in the money, we're not interested in the bag, we're not interested, you know, in the clout, we're not interested in, you know, the hype, the all of that shit that y'all do, you know, in the background and shit, you know, just for money and all of that shit. Like, I mean, if that's what y'all do, then hey, that's just what y'all do. What's underneath all of it, though, is control. You know what I'm saying? There are many of us that are about control. And when it comes to control, it's control with a velvet glove. The velvet glove. You know what I'm saying? Subconscious control. The iron fist. You know, Obama. He was the velvet glove. You know what I'm saying? These are your passive personalities, your passive / aggressive personalities in which they control agenda. You know, who's running the world? Probably two or three people remotely. You know, these are your velvet gloves. These are your boules. These are your, you know, I'm sure that masonry and all of that is very sacred, But we have to understand that there is a lot of perversion on many levels, and people do not want to let go of control. Therefore, you know, we have been looping and playing Regan Round and Rosie with this shit for so long. When is somebody going to tell the truth, you know? Mother Nature has given us many of opportunities to do that. But what do we want to do? You know, we want to lie about history. We want to control agendas. We want to, you know, we want to, and here's the thing. We don't have to tell the fucking truth on the world stage, and we can debate it. We can go back and forth. But when we take our mask off and we know the fucking truth, and I'm talking to everybody on every level, who the fuck can we lie to for real? So Mother Nature is going to handle it. And Daughter Earth or whatever the fuck, whoever the fuck, you know, like, however, if we have eyes to see, we can see that it's happening right fucking now, right? Without our approval. I love the fact that you controlling ass bitches cannot control. Ooh, y'all just don't know how overjoyed I am with a lot of y'all that play on a high level or not in charge anymore. Y'all don't not understand. So, baby, y'all play the violin until it run out, you know?
They did play. And, interestingly enough, their expenses here listed for committees for the Grand Sire Archives.
This series is dedicated to Brother Steve Coakley.
Beginning, there ain't no ending, just on and on and on and on and on. And all because they're so afraid to say that they are alone. Until our hero rising, rising on his black balloon. What could you call on Lady Day? What could you call on John Coltrane? Now cause they're like your trouble away.
Blasphemous!
To assume that those same Europeans in the Americas
let me say this. I don't know where this is going as far as this Boulay lecture, but I do know control opposition is a huge thing. So, you know, they kind of Boulay puppet wash type. You know, this is probably a Boulay member himself. You know, control opposition is big business. So we'll see how authentic it is, but I'm really not feeling this.
His man asked 11 assumptions.
He's got the nerve, the audacity, the unmitigated gall
to assume that all black Americans are products of the transatlantic slave trade with the end. After 12 assumptions.
Absolute black.
And see, here's the thing, y'all. If anybody in at this level of the game, if anybody is still trying to sell you about being black, you guys, you may want to question and ask who they work for. You know, because just for anybody, if you have not caught on by now, we are not teaching and promoting being black anymore. Are you guys slow or what? Like, are you, you have to be. You know what? No, y'all not slow because y'all are in higher positions and y'all know what the fuck y'all doing, but y'all don't. Okay, there it is. Just like the Titanic. We got to play the violin to the end. Okay, I get it.
To assume that all skin folks are kinfolk is an as a 13 assumption.
I'm not going to be blasphemous and say that.
Now, mind you, we have to do that in order to identify sometimes of what people overstand. But if we know how to control and sway agendas, okay, now is going to be the correct time to sway people how you are carbonated being not black. Come on, y'all.
And to assume your grandmother was lying to you about having Indian in your family should get your ass slapped, boy.
It's so disrespectful for you to say something like that.
The problem with accepting institutional indoctrination, it tends to lead itself into pretentious presuppositions by those newly indoctrinated about those who aren't.
Yeah, I spent $100 to find out I'm black. That shit said 77% African, 13% European, and then it was some miscellaneous shit. And I was like, yeah, that's the slave. Yep. Yep, that's a fucking slave right there. Wasn't no Indian in that motherfucker. Anybody here that's black, you know, we've been told when we was growing up that we had Indian in our family. I got my results. I called my grandmother Amelia. I said, you a lying motherfucker. Goddamn Indian. Like, what the fuck was niggas and natives hanging out?
I got my results. I called my grandmother Amelia. I said, you a lying motherfucker.
The two distinct lines in the sands of deception for black Americans were first Christianity and then education. At the foundation of both was the master plan of the colonizers to divide the black masses into opposing factions for the purposes of puppeteering movements and perpetrating conformity within the collective psyche of the black masses.
So what could you call on Lady Day? Could you call on John?
I never had to stop something mid thing. We're not doing that. Clips of future shows. Yeah, we're not doing that. No, sir. That's fabricated, filtered. This one is good.
Right, that's perfect. appreciate all the listeners, all the streams, all the shares. So we definitely are trying to build some type of platform on our website where you guys can comment and interact about episodes, you know, under each episode and directly. But until then, hit us on the socials, comment in the YouTube section. Today
okay.
We got a very special guest on the line with us. We have a brother that I'm going to allow to explain himself. He goes by the title of Seer, the Duke of Tears. I appreciate you doing our show. There's so many different topics that we're going to get into today, and I already know how I want to do the episode. I'm going to release about an hour up front for the people. But a lot of this is going to get broken down and released all up front, like it's pretty much. And hopefully we can end Black History Month, right?
That's an insult. Like, here's the thing, y'all. You know, social engineering is so fucking, it is profound, you guys. Like, how can we truly, how did we go this long without pretty much having the shortest month out of the year, 28 days, as a month of honor, and how they really do us subconscious, like it. You know what? Renee Hamilton says it best. And Renee Hamilton says that this, he calls it a holographic mind fuck. How they have been doing what they have been doing in order to dumb down our minds, and even what they're doing now. Oh, baby. They have kicked it up a notch. They have kicked it up a notch. They have turned it up a notch. But here's what I remember in all of that is to truly have no fear, you guys. You know, always do your best. You know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, promoting fear and all this stuff. You know, when we come and when we're traveling and doing all of this, you guys, there ultimately there are right or wrongs, but not, you know, how we navigate life, you guys, is just we have to grow through our processes. And I'm going to keep saying that, guys. I don't even have the words to even express where I'm going with all of that, you guys, is that I just want to just really say onto anybody who is navigating this life and having a difficulty in any level, it's just to, first off, keep going. That's the secret, is to keep going. But trust your process. Trust your process. I didn't understand that one. I did not understand that one until I had to fuck it up. I had to fuck it up. Still fucking it up. I had to fuck it up in order to truly understand what it means to trust your process. And, baby, when you let go and truly start to trust your process, even when you don't understand and overstand and you're not kind of trying to control your own journey, oh, that is when the real secrets start to unlock. This clip is only an hour long, and Eternal and I will be in the closeout.
How would you describe
discuss the hour and closeout.
Why is this black man on here looking similar to Nick Cannon as far as some of these people are going to be doing? You know, they've never heard of him. They've never seen the
yeah.
They don't know why
that
says
it's
red.
Right. It's so much, man.
Why the feds, I see it.
Well, every man or woman is supposed to be on their own mind. Everybody has the right to go and be who they want to be. And in this new world, when you can literally trans into a...
Trans?
If you feel like a dog, like a Western guy decided to be a 45-year-old white male, you decided that he identified as a 10-year-old little white girl. So he is now transing into that identity. You know what I'm saying? I'm using that as an example to say that we're in a time where people feel that whatever they feel they are, they can kind of phase and transition, and there is no real question, you know, about it. So long as it is something, so long as what you're transiting into is still something that is widely connected to the decaying society that we're in. So all trans people can imitate, and again, I'm not picking on them, I'm just using an example. Right. That whole movement is based on Big Pharma. That whole movement is based on Big Pharma. It's based on big medical
surgery. The pharmaceutical cartel, I call it.
It is. It is. Well, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they are the ones that are actively promoting the dialogue, the phrase, the catchphrases, the little fake cultural idioms that they do. When you see certain queer people, they all kind of like speak the same and have the same type of jargon and shit. That's what's being indoctrinated by the same white people who are now transitioning into being white females or black females or whatever. So in that, you have this whole gender society where they're talking that this thing that used to be agreed upon, or that's still agreed upon as an actual mental illness, like gender dysmorphia, is now being supported by mainstream society. So what that then means is that society is willing to support people with a mental psychosis, right?
Now, brief question to your point. Brief question. Do you feel as though, because I can see exactly what you're talking about, I've been watching this whole thing as it morphs, do you think that a portion of that is a part of the depopulation agenda?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's part of Kissinger's 101 program that he was trying to talk about back in the days, but the long-term goal is to get us to pervert our own future. The long-term goal is to remember, they're about to be extinct. When I say they, I'm talking about everybody else that's not melanated. So what they're saying is projected by 2045, so-called minorities, i.e. black people, are the majority again on the planet, in the country, in all countries. So what they need to do is pull a culling. A culling is when you get the herd, and you
get the herd,
so you can keep them more manipulated.
Right.
And so that's what they're doing. So the trans thing is really just a means to an end, like everything else, because really the trans thing is really to get you to ultimately become castrato or to be okay with pedophilia, because once you say okay to that, once you say it's okay to have a religion in which the religion sodomizes children, right? You have then created a society by which the idea of children is now become maladaptive, meaning that children are now not there to bring the society forward. Children are there to fuel the society.
Wow.
And so the criminalization of children, the breaking down of children, kind of the psychological of the child as well as the adult as well as the observer, is create this idea and wedge between the purity of the child, you see what I'm saying, and the idea that we must protect it, to then flip the ideology to this child could potentially be a threat to me, so I have to do things to engender its growth and development. So I need to get it evaluated. I need to get on drugs. I need to send it to daycare. I need to get it away from me. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So now this employs whole other industry. Now you have Head Start. Now you have daycare. Now you have this, right? But then at the same time now, you have more of a risk now for that child to get molested, for that child, right? For that child to get trafficked. You see what I'm saying?
Are we watching a lot of that end with these shutdowns? And like, I just had my first son last year. He'll be a year in November.
Congratulations, brother. That's awesome. Great.
Are we watching this all end now? Like, as like how with this remote learning and like
something I want to point out, you know, what a lot of us do is, you know, I just had, and it's very innocent, you guys, but I just had my son, you know, my child, my, you know, guys, we help bring forth these ancestors, you know, into these realms, but we, you know, that doesn't give us authority. You know what I mean? I think that that right there is one of the biggest mind control folks. You know, you may know more because you have more experience, but that does not mean sway, alternate. Yeah, you do what the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? Please know. But in observation, that is something that we do. With that whole mind thing as far as the parent is concerned, we have, on some type of subconscious level, you know, we think that it's some type of authority. You know what I mean? And granted, it may, you have more experience in this incarnation, but the way that the kids are coming in now, they ain't on that, and they ain't trying to hear you. And you ain't got to listen to me, but, you know, we're going to find out.
You do have a family structure. It actually is keeping your child safer from these indoctrination camps.
It is. But at the same time, now you got to watch which ones that you join up with, because they actually doing shit where you can sign up for the online class thing, and then if your child is acting a certain way, they call the cops for coming to you to your child. So, yeah. This
that sounds like Kamala Harris.
Yes. Yes. Because, again, that is indeed what they used to call a headboard Harris. You know what I'm saying? With poly, she'd top off all of the niggas in the DNC at the behest of Big Daddy Willie Brown. You know what I'm saying? You have nothing but gangsters and Freemasons and devious and sodomists running the country.
Right.
And they come all together. The black ones is in it with the white ones. The white ones
right.
in Black ones, the Korean ones, and the Chinese ones, and everybody's working together.
Because Freemason is bigger than any of these nation states, right?
Yeah, Freemasonry. Keeping this whole thing together. This is why nobody's coming on nobody. This is why nobody's going to jail. This is why nobody is actively coming out. This is why there's always a goddamn blood sacrifice ritual going on. This is
yeah.
why there's always flashing signs on TV. Is why you can see pull up any celebrity. Pull
a million of them doing that, right?
See, I was just about to say that. Pull up celebrities throwing up the OK sign. You'll see
right.
thousands of them.
Right.
Thousands. And I'm talking about going back to the time of to the golden age of cinema. Like,
what is that? What is that?
That symbol?
Yeah.
With OK symbol? Well, it used to mean OK, you know what I mean? But really, it's a mudra. All hand signs are mudras. This is what I was saying, going back to this Hindu pagan caste system shit. All of this stuff go back to that. So when you see Roman, like we were talking about the Romans, right? We're talking about the Romans and the Greeks. We're talking about Zeus and all that, right? Zeus and all of that polytheistic godism, right? All of that, because we can trace all of that back to ancient India's Hindu stand. With these so-called Brahmin Hindus that came in here to supplant the original dark-skinned so-called Aryans or you know, Thetas or whatever you want to call us, right? So these guys came in and they wanted to be the head caste. So they had a tendency to do things with cows, and we wasn't with that. So we banished them out of that place. The Moors that banished them were a group of Moors who were in Southeast India at the time under what was called the Mauryan or the Chandragupta dynasty. It's going all the way back. Long story short, these dudes that got kicked out of India decided that they was going to move up, and they wound up going into what is now Ethiopia, but at the time we called it Abyssinia or Nubia, right? And then these guys went in there, and then they wreaked havoc on the original darker skin, so-called Abyssinians, so-called Nubians, so-called Marokushites, right, to wage war against them to the point where they forced them to move the capital. So the original capital was at Liabella, and they moved it to a place called Axum.
Was that Libya? Is that modern-day Libya?
No, this this is where it was originally the capital, when it was still real Ethiopia, right? So, excuse me, Abyssinia, by way of Nubia, by way of Moroccan Kush, right? So by this time of these people coming from India, now they adopt now Ethiopian culture. Now they're Ethiopians. They're saying, we're Ethiopians now. You guys that aren't Ethiopians, you guys are now under us, and we're going to move the capital to Aksum. When they moved the capital to Aksum, they then started to translate all of the ancient stuff that was there and take all of the Hindu stuff and turn it into Coptic stuff. So Vishnu becomes Jesus. What's his name becomes this, and so forth and so on. So,
well, because they had a flood. Because they, I mean, they have a story with the flood. I mean, there's all, they have all that. Everything that
the oldest, right. Remember, the oldest Christianity come from where? Ethiopia, right?
Right.
Right. So, if that's where it came from, that's the oldest one. That means that, again, the whole Christianity thing in terms of taking over people's culture, forcing people to believe stuff, just started with them.
Right.
They did, like I said, after they moved to Aksum, they took their Hindu stuff and then just put it into Coptic stuff. So this way they could still be Hindus, low-key, but now the iconography is different. Instead of it being Vishnu, we're not in India no more. We can't do that. So Vishnu is going to be Jesus. So this one, Mary, or Shiva, going to be Mary. And this one going to be, right? Then they leave there, create another little kingdom called the Sabaean or Sabbatine kingdom from the Nabataean, and then they move up into what we call Italy. And those guys, these Ethiopian guys, these Sabaean guys, they set up what we eventually call Rome. And now the same God that's there, right, they now flip it. So now it goes from being Vishnu to Jesus, now it's not Jesus, and the Sabaean thing went from Mary to Abyad, right? Now we're in Italy, and now we're in Rome, and these Roman and these guys saw that. So now we go from Ephos, because that was the original name of Zeus, to Zeus. You see what I'm saying? Then now Zeus Ephos.
And Mars, right? Because the Romans
right.
Also...
Right. Right, but remember, these are still Indians, but now they're Italians.
Right.
You know, but we're
right.
the same people, though, moving the agenda along.
Right.
And so why was Ethiopia never invaded? Because Ethiopia is the one, these are the guys that helped set up Rome. And Rome is what eventually helped set up Europa.
And Ethiopia has more pyramids,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the ones that's there is not the ones that, the ones that's there today is not necessarily the ones that built them. The ones that built them, the pyramids and stuff, these were the original Lyophelans from the Toledo dynasty that had been subjected and supplanted so that way Victor the first, a.k.a. Selassie and them, could eventually...
That's what I was going to ask about.
Because Selassie's name, Italian name, was Victor the first.
Wow.
Victor, who was the king of Italy, who
I've seen... I've seen a conspiracy theory that Nipsey Hussle was supposedly of that lineage.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it because remember the Eritrean, this is why they call Italians skinny. Because the real Italians are Ethiopians. That's why Mussolini is in Ethiopia. Because
right.
That whole thing, that whole Rome was set up by them. You understand? As a junction point for them to invade Africa through Europe. That's why Ethiopia was never invaded. You understand? Because they were launching the campaigns against everybody in Europe.
Right. Is that what deal did they... That's such an interesting... I mean, what the point that you make there, Asir, I love, because it's like there was a deal that was made, right? There's this conversation that goes on where it's like, well, Selassie just stood up to them. And it's like, that doesn't... Things don't really work that way in life. It's just... It's like you talk... So about military, you talk about someone fighting, right? We're talking about war here. You know, we're talking, I mean, come on. So to think that someone just said, no, I'm not moving. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess you're not moving. We'll just go around you then. It doesn't happen.
And remember, like I said, he's Selassie, he's Rastafari to
right.
The people he come up with. But he's also part of the royal family of the House of Savoy. So from the House of Savoy, they are Italians, okay? You can look it up. Look up the king of Italy, Victor the First, and you're going to see a picture of Colossi. But you ain't never heard of Colossi, and nobody talk about him in the times like that. But they keep out the low. Because what really happened was he just decided, look, I'm playing both sides against the middle. We want to establish the Italian East Africa. So what we're going to do, I'm going to allow these Muslims, these dudes who is black, to come up in here and cause the trouble. I'm going to act like I'm in exile. I'm going to go to Britain, which is Rome, right? I'm going to get Elizabeth to bow to me, right? Because he's the head of the Holy Roman Empire, this guy. Understand? So on one hand, so he's Rastafari when he's with the Ethiopians, right? Then he bounced to his palace in that in Italy, and then is now fostering the invasion, you see what I'm saying, that Mussolini and the historians have set up Eritrea,
right,
which put the county in Ethiopia under the sphere of the East African alliance, which was what they called at the time, they called it the Italo-Eritrean corridor. And so he then is playing both sides. You understand?
Would you describe him as a term that I know Edwin is interested in about as well? We've heard you use it a lot. Would you describe Mussolini as a dirty Moor?
You know, it's interesting because...
Wait, is he talking about Aleem El-Bey? Is he talking about Aleem El-Bey?
Really,
I always wondered about him.
You really had...
But I respect him.
...going at each other through by proxy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I could see it as dirty. You know what I'm saying? Because on one hand, he's fighting against the people that technically he's the king of, right? But then at the same token, all's fair in love and war because they still practice the statecraft and he's still part of an ancient house where that's all they've been doing.
Right.
Since, you know,
I've never heard that word, but context clues, statecraft. Could you break that down?
Statecraft is how all governments work. All governments get to a point where they stop serving the people and only serve themselves. So whenever you get to that level, statecraft is employed in order for that government to perpetuate its genocidal or infanticidal practices towards the people by posing them as a national emergency.
You know, guys, I love all of you guys, and I respect all of you that we get it how we get it. But when it comes to the layers, when life says everything must change and everything must balance, we still somehow, and I'm talking to the higher levels of people, we still somehow think that we can still play the game a little bit when the game has expired, you see. So many people on higher levels are hurting or they're starting to see, like, wait a minute, I can't do some of the old shit that I used to do. Even with me, y'all, you know, like, listen, I can't do the shit I used to do, and it hurts. But anything not growing or anything that's not balancing may probably end up dead, you know?
A national epidemic, a national whatever. So the statecraft that the House of Savoy employed was to get their family members to establish different satellite kingdoms of the house so that way they could enhance their influence all over. So look at Jamaica, for instance. Jamaica was basically breaking away from Britain, and they sent a lot of money by way of Britain. But remember, Colossi got Britain under his skin because they see him as the Holy Roman Emperor. So they came up with a plan to bring the Jamaicans back into the sphere of British influence by way of Ethiopia by getting this guy to be accepted as God by him. Because the so-called Moors, the so-called melanated people from what they call Jamaica, which is really Eskamica,
right.
They indigenous Arawak Tainos. They wasn't imported from Africa nowhere. They always been there. And when they rebelled against everything, they became known as Maroons because they marooned themselves outside of the Colon, the Christopher Colon system. Colonialism comes from the Colon family that created the system for them with blacks, melanated, and was paid to do it by members of the Braganza, Portuguese royal family, and the, what do you call the royal family of Italy, excuse me, Spain, which was Aragon. So they merged together.
Aragon was the name of the kingdom?
Aragon, right. Because we Moors shut the whole world down, put the whole world in time out after the Dark Age. Shut Rome all the way down where they had nothing left. They would basically produce one little kingdom called the Spara. Right? And we let them rock because we respected God. We were able to fight for the best man. And then those Astaris, right, that first generation now that was born under Moorish rule, their children all became known as Mozarabs. M-O-Z-A-R-A-B-S is where we get to take the M-O-Z off and get the word Arab. The Mozarabs were the white, were the Christians who grew up and practiced Moorish culture and science and stuff like that, even though they were still Christians. So sometimes we see pictures of like white boys dressed in turbans and stuff, and like on the field, the Moors. They try to make it like they were the Moors. No, they were the little Moors. They were the Mudéjars that grew up under our rule and decided that they wanted to live like us, because that's the only way to come up.
You brought up a good point, and I know you're about to keep going. I saw you break down one time because I bomb on Freemasons a lot, and people are always trying to convince me otherwise.
Good.
And me, my reasoning is, I said, if the Moors are the original teachers, and also my ancestors, also my mother's family made a name, it's just Moor. I don't know why, but it's always.
Here's the thing, y'all, about the Moors, is that, you know, they're, again, controlling narrative and controlling agenda. We have to understand that, you know, there are so many. There's a tricky one, but just know many of us don't resonate with all that shit. Like, you know, everybody ain't no fucking Moor. I'm sorry.
You know why.
Well,
we know why. I mean,
yeah,
my last name is Moreno. You know?
And then, I know. You know, people be like,
a broken Moor, like a little
Moor. I told somebody that, and he said, it's the word itself. You are Moor. You know, all this shit. You know, I think that the whole Moorish bloodline is pimps, you know, straight up. And, you know, we may got some Moor genes in us, you know what I'm saying, but life is so much more than just the Moors, you know what I'm saying? It's so vast, like this whole Moor thing. I think that it keeps us stuck in a time loop.
And so that's not a Shriner. So that's why Dominicanos refer to black as Moreno. You
see what I'm saying?
A
fucking time loop. Keeping us black,
time
loop.
Right.
Keeping us Egyptian, time loop.
Interesting.
That's right, because these are the ones that help sell us out. So we talk about falling in Spain, like when we talk about we fell in Spain on the last person.
Who do you work for?
Because there was no Spain in 1492.
Mm.
That's going to be the question to observe.
And in Spania, when you look at the real maps, that shit was over here. There's what you hold, there's maps, and then there's what they call septentrional maps.
I've never heard that word.
Or what they call maps of the extreme west, or what we the empire refer to as Maghreb, the Maghreb al-Aqsa, which is the Morocco of the farthest west. So on those
that's,
maps,
that's the Treaty of 1787. They reference that, right?
That's right. But then you could get the Congressional Record of 1845, the annexation of Texas, and it tells you in it that the land belongs to the ancient Mauritanians, the Moorish peoples, and their Indian associates. The Indian associates white-looking Spaniard-type Native American, and then you have what you call the Zambos, which are the real dark-skinned-looking Native Americans with the straight hair. Those, they are the Indian associates mentioned in that document. They are the admixture of our ancestors, me, you, brother, all of the melanated men, all right, who took wives or took concubines from the Siberians that came over here in the invasion in the 13th century with Genghis in it. But see, you don't get that history.
You brought that up in a different one.
And then what happened
was... invaded America, correct?
Yes. Yes. What they call, today they'll call them, we call them Tartarians, or Tartarians, but they'll call them Mongolians or whatever. But essentially...
Interesting.
These Tartary Moors came over in the 13th century by way of this was it, by way of the Pacific from the California side. Then we had an influx of white Slavs that were imported by European cousins from the Atlantic side, right? But that shit didn't happen until the late, well, the thing that happened with the Mongolians, that happened in the 13th century. That's why we were kind of still kind of getting our stuff together throughout the whole 14th century. See what I'm saying? Because we put in so much work to lock these dudes up. So what happened was they came over here with Genghis to do their work. We shut them down, and then we put them on reservations under heavy restriction. That's why they all live on teepees. That's why they all lived in teepees and all of that. Mm. And had no actual land, no houses. They didn't live in no houses. We lived in houses. We lived in Spider-Man. We built the pyramids and all that stuff that was over here. We built it. These niggas lived in the plains, in the fields, had to eat off the buffalo and all of that. You understand? That's why when the buffalo went, they was done.
See, you know,
because they was homeless.
With this whole... Morris thing, you know, it's a lot of ego. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ego. You know, I did this. I did this. I'm the one who set the world, you know, and I think it's more to that. I think it's more to that. I think that you were given an opportunity to, you know, create the new world or, you know, execute. So I mean, I'm just expressing. You know, it is okay. Yeah. You're right. He got to speak. Hey, let's let him speak. I like him. I like him. You know, in a teaching aspect, I want us to know that there is so much more. You know what I mean? It's deeper than just the Moors and what they did or accomplished.
They got you in the 13th century, you understand? Which means what? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So that's like what? 8 centuries ago, whatever.
Wow.
So, y'all just got here.
That's why they're native, but not in a continent.
Because native means that you're somebody in your family, your mama was enslaved during the 15th and the 16th century. You're not just old. Who was doing the enslaving around that time.
Right.
That was us, and we created a whole race of people. So that's what we would do. We would just get to a point like, you know what? These niggas over here bugging. Let's get these Khazarians, and we're going to create a whole race. We're going to call these ones Italians.
Wow.
And, okay, these ones over here, these niggas bugging. We're going to call them Mestizos. Then these ones over here, okay, after certain countries is or whatever, these are Zambos. Then these are the what you call it? You know what I'm saying? Like the Italians. Like, right. None of these people was even considered white.
That's wow. Right. You're right.
Because they weren't.
You
know, he's not all black. Like,
that's the real most. Yeah, there's levels.
And now God is thinking the exact opposite. They got us calling ourselves, well, nobody. They got us calling ourselves Slovenians. Think about that. When you say that you're enslaved, you're calling yourself a Slovenian.
Wow.
You could never be it. You can never be that.
Wow.
You can never be that. You know why? Because you're not from there. That's not your history. If I take a tiger from India and put that tiger in the Bronx Zoo, that's not a Bronx tiger. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an Indian tiger in the Bronx.
Right.
logical fallacy, correct?
Yes. Yes.
They took notes. They took notes, and they're like, oh, okay. I mean, even because I'm connecting a dot, you mentioned something. This is just something that's been done, right? And I'm thinking about Vlad the Impaler, Vlad Dracula.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about, like you said, this motherfucker's bugging.
Yeah.
We got to go. So there's just everyone. This is, you can look this up, right? You can find out the Moors went and shut down Vlad the Impaler.
And that's why they hate me, because even the Moors, even a lot of Moors, right? A lot of Moors have secularized themselves. They've either ensconced themselves in temples, or they've ensconced themselves on the internet, or they've ensconced themselves on this anti-temple thing, or they're low-key free and acting like
right.
Everybody serving somebody else.
I call them agents. For our listeners, what he's talking about is when I refer to these agents, so many dudes in every aspect of everything are just Freemasons, and that's what they adhere to.
And it has nothing, and again, Masonry is not a bad thing.
Right. You're going to always know who the agents are when follow the money, as they say. Follow the money. That's it.
Mason, we're all Masons because we're all born from our mother.
They chasing the bag.
You got a navel, you a Mason. You know what I'm saying?
Take that down a little bit more, please.
Mason means son of the mother, or main son, or Moore's son, right? So a real Mason is one who understands the essence.
This is why they shit don't last.
What the true temple is, what they when they found the temple, really. So there's the physical one in the world, and then there's the one that we're ensconced with in our actual physical body, right? Which is the soul of man that we exist in. And so all men who are created equal have the right to stand at the perpendicular from the ground, from toes down all the way up, right? That procedure of becoming, right? Going from crawling, right, to going from not doing nothing, standing still, to crawling, right, to climbing, right, to walking, right, to running, right, to now walking your path in life, right, to then get to a point now when you get older and now you're hunchback over and not have to walk with a cane, not a two-ball cane, one of the degrees of Freemasonry. So the idea of man is to, you go from the beginning at the point that when you come out, you are coming out of order into chaos, to go into the chaos to bring back the order. You understand? So Freemasons who come with this understanding are broken up into two frames, the Northern District and the Southern Jurisdiction. Northern Jurisdiction, Southern Jurisdiction. York Rite, Scottish Rite. Okay, we created this whole thing to civilize these devils because they were savage, did not know how to cook and eat their food properly. They were eating each other. They were doing a lot of things as they were becoming more and more, as you would say, closer to becoming mankind. So we had to do things with them to bring them into the so-called human family. And there were elements of our family that decided to use that to their advantage by scooping these dudes up, giving them certain things, freeing them, accepting them, and then giving them tokens to then do business on their behalf against those of us that may not like having these Mosinoffs or Mamelukes or whoever doing business like that, because we know that they're not the original. And that if this family is using them against us, then technically they may be trying to supplant our dominion. And then when we leave, these dudes that's been fighting for these other Moors, right, they get to then stay on our land when they kick us off from and then pay rent.
Oh, so quick question then. Based on what you're saying, to me, it sounds like being a black, so-called black Freemason is an oxymoron. It sounds like you work it backwards.
Well, it is, because this is also, remember, the modern Freemasonry is also a bastard form of Jesuitism. All Freemasonry Jesuits are Jesuits, and all Jesuits are Jews. So these guys are all under Rome. God is right. The highest degree you go in there is 32nd degree. You're right, 33rd degree. But the 32nd and the 33rd, it makes no difference, because what they're not telling you is that that represents the 32 or 33 degrees in the lumbar region of your spine, because you have 33 vertebrae. So when you are walking and reaching the 33rd degree, that is now you representing the devil, who has now been trained to walk upright. But you, original man, you was already born on this way.
Right.
So why did you now put yourself under a ritual you gave to somebody to civilize them and bring it back into civilization, which then means that you yourself, black man, are not civilized because you are still following the pale god of your ritual that was created to actually show and prove to them who the original man is. So
right.
Now, that's like you just had a baby, right? So this whole thing symbolically is like you just had a baby. You changed the baby diaper. You want the baby to know how to change diapers. So you show the baby how to change the diaper. Now, because you want to see if the baby understands it, now you put the diaper on. And now you get the baby to come and change. That's Freemason.
Wow.
Getting together, putting on aprons, right? Which basically represents that they had no phallus.
Right,
we gave them an apron because they had no, because they had microphalluses, because they weren't fully matriculated.
It was
so
to hide their shame, right?
Yes. So the apron was there to hide their shame. And then when they walked, we made them walk across the Mojave River Desert so much that it got to a point where they could walk. So we was giants on these giant camels and horses. These niggas was walking, so we got to the point we just got them a couple of little goats and had them ride the goat. That's why riding the goat, Raja, is a part of the Freemasonry. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
And this where that whole fucking goats or people fucking goat stuff stems from?
Yes. This is the ritual. This is the goat Raja. The Jolly Roger, the goat, because that's what they got to do, because they had the lamb, the apron was made of lamb's skin. And then the goat is what they had to ride, so that's why they got to ride the good goat Roger. You see what I'm saying? Because that was the only thing that looked out for them when we were putting them in caves and banishing them during the Dark Age of the East. And remember, a Dark Age is 2,150 years, so if you say that these people, that the Dark Ages, you understand? We don't know how long that was.
Right.
Because we can't even go by their date. Because little do you know what we do. In 1681, the so-called Catholic Church put out what was called the Per Intersistemus, in which they said that anything that happened prior to 1681 didn't happen. This is why all Christians believe that everything happened in the last 1,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and made that law.
Right.
Anybody that spoke about anything the year before was killed.
Right.
Black people doing this to other black people. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's stop giving these Caucasian people way more power than they deserve. Because these people did not. They couldn't even leave Europe. They couldn't even leave the damn cave. You know what I'm saying? Until a certain time. So really, our people really didn't fall to nobody else, really, that wasn't us until after. I would say, to be marginally real, between like beginning of the 1900s, like right when Birth of a Nation came out, and like 1920. That was like the height of the empire.
Hold on, here, but McGraw-Hill told me that we were slaves. And even though when I went to my family reunion, I talked to my Indian family or the ones who had kept that story. And they said they don't know shit about that story. They said we always been here. But McGraw-Hill told me that everybody who looked like us was slaves. So
that's the Freemasons. And he's trying to get you to give up your birthright to some Africans who can't even get their own country straight. These people got their own country, and they can't even keep the white man keep themselves together and not and all of that. And they tell us that we got to go and get them. Why is it that you never heard no Africans actually talk about how to track down the people they sold that was in their family?
Right.
Why is it that only black people from America that are told, you know, you really from Africa, you should trace your roots back to Africa, but these people darker than India, in Europe,
right,
you know,
right.
in Philippines,
right.
in Australia, and they don't never go to them people and say, you know, you're really from Africa, you're really an Australian African.
That's a great point because even I mean I'm from so my family they live in Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and they're in Cali. They live in Cali, Colombia. And my grandma, I talked to my grandmother. My grandmother, she's darker than you. She's darker than Deke. I mean, she's
the real fool.
Yeah,
all of that was Renata. Just so you know.
Interesting. See, that's it. Because I asked her, where are we from? Where did we come from somewhere? Did we? She's like,
no.
See, we've always
been here.
Like, my great grandfather. She's talking about her great grandfather. She's talking about her. I'm like, this is generations, and we lived in a gold mining town. We owned land. So we had. So my thing is, I'm like, holy shit, we had all this, and for some,
it's still built.
Right.
You still got it, more. It's still there.
Mm.
Because she remembers.
Right.
That means you remember.
Right.
And then that means then that there is no statute of limitation or fraud. You understand? Mm. Like these people, what I'm saying is that your grandmother, your grandmother's grandmother, your grandmother's grandmother, grandmother was there when that whole thing was Granada.
Mm.
Okay? All of that was Granada. All of that was what you call they now call the last stronghold. All of that. Everywhere, again, the whole country, from South America up to Alaska, from Alaska up to what you call it, all the way over to Europe, from the shore of the Montezuma to the shore of Tripoli, this is how deep we was. But what happened was, when the so-called Moors fell amongst themselves from falling from their noble nature and started allowing the Holy Roman Emperor, those type of Moors, to come in and hold sway over here, that's when it starts to become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And these are still Romans we're dealing with. You understand? And we're the ones that shut Rome down, remember? So once the Moors in 962 AD, Otto and Edith petitioned the Grand Signor at Cordoba to reestablish the Holy Roman Empire. And then it was like, cool, we'll do it. We're going to let y'all do it, but y'all got to pay perpetual tribute. Cool. They did that. And then this is what established Germany as the premier of all of the so-called European houses. And why Germany, our Germania, became the head of the Holy Romans at that time. Right? All the way up until Napoleon came and it shut that down. Another black man shut that down.
Napoleon was a black man.
Of course. They're all black. They're all black. Remember, Josephine was black. Alexander Dumas was black. His brother, Prince Murat, was black. So how is everybody black but the main dude?
I don't care. So, Asir, because there's, we got a real diverse audience. They're going to be like, okay, this dude's saying this stuff, but how did he prove this stuff?
It's the book, Sector Race, Volumes 1 and 3. It's the book, Origins of Humankind by Churchwick. It's the book Superman to Man by James Rogers. It's the book Consecrated Paladin by Prince Uriel Davis. It's the book Ancient and Modern Britain by David Lee Ritchie. It's the book The Forgotten Cause of the Civil War. I had to stop naming books because they started to go up in price. One of the books I read, $500,000. I ain't trying to get no more money.
Just so you have this, just so you can say this in the future, I know for a fact what you're saying is true because every time I would watch your stuff, I would start putting books in my Amazon cart. And, you know, the day job I worked, I would just be waiting until I got a little bonus and I would grab them. Books that I had sitting in my cart went from $200-$300 that I was going to spend to $1,900.
That's how they do it, Mark. That's how you know it's stuff you need to read. Because if you want to hide it for something, put it in a book, right?
Yeah.
So I literally, in my career coming up, I used to go and, like, how niggas would go and, like boost clothes or boots, whatever. I would be the book booster. We would go up to all the libraries, all the what you call like the Freemasonic, the big Freemasonic library on 21st Street. I got walked up in there. He's the brother that walked me up in there. I'm in there back in the day with like my locks with my feathers, more like Indian type, more like Native American Indian type. So I would be up in there with the rain stick, the crow feathers, the locks, right, the bullet belt. I'm walking up in there and he stopped. He's like, well, they're not gonna. He's like, watch. This elder walked in. They look, hey, brother, what are you doing? Going up to 43 or whatever. So I'm like, okay, you running too. But it looked like
Asir, isn't that how it's supposed to be? Aren't
they? Yeah, but what I'm saying is to say this. They had, so me and him walking up in there, right? They had some black brothers in there. Who is Prince Paul? You can tell. Because Prince Paul are immaculate with the ritual. If you didn't know. Big up to Prince Paul. When it comes to rituals, you're not dealing nobody in Christian and them. I'm saying they like the army direction. But they colored them, you know what I'm saying? And they messed up because they still following wrong. So long story short, these brothers will get on the elevator, and it's three of these brothers, immaculate, looking straight ahead like they don't even see us, right? The white man that's in the elevator with them look over and literally bows his head to us. Now, I know these niggas is bugging because they're there with him. They're going to stand to go to their little crossover and whatever. But he giving us all the props. You know what I mean? Like our service, right? And then that makes me even think, because again, we're more. So when you put yourself under the ritual to become a Roman, you lose that which is naturally against that. Therefore, now, you have to redeem yourself if you want to break away from that. Meaning that if you want to get out of that Freemason stuff or whatever, you might have to find a form to do a prayer with me to get you out. Because you can't. Man cannot serve two masters.
Have you done that before?
Say again?
Have you done that before?
Yes. I got about 3 acres right now sitting in storage between these brothers' group and having them worshipful masters and all that.
Thank you. I'm
but it's a fine thing. And in the ritual, they have to ask permission. They have to ask forgiveness from the black woman that's present. Because the Freemason thing is the top of man becoming the woman to give birth to the golden age. It's more easy. That's why you'll see the man wear the skirt and the woman holding the sword lightning him. You know what I'm saying? Because they're worshiping inverted gods like Ashes which is really a newer version. He's more like a new version. So that's an entertaining by way of a guy named Elias Levy. And Elias Levy is the dude they say wrote the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ that was prepared as the Mormon Circle 7 Quran. So they want to say because Elias Levy came out of the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ, somehow that the prophet plagiarized it from him. So what you read on, people are going to read or realize Elias Levy got that directly from a dude named Pascal Beverly Randolph, who was the lord of all the Rosicrucians in the world at the time, who was a black man, who was also the son of Edmund Randolph of the Continental Congress. His mother was a queen from Madagascar, right? And this is the guy who built what we understand as modern occultism today.
Now, Beverly Randolph.
Pascal Beverly Randolph. The first so-called, this is the guy who used to write Lincoln speeches.
Interesting.
He used to perform seances and shit at the White House to get the devil's out. And it was bringing up all Freemasons in to do all the satanic rituals and all that. He was the one fighting against that. Because all of this satanic stuff, all of this devil worship, and all of this stuff can be traced right back again to our people. And I'm not calling our people devils, I'm just saying that. We have to understand that everything, if we're the oldest people on the planet,
right,
that means we had to do it first.
Right.
It was a giant. Everybody talks about Egypt and how great the giant Kemet and all that shit is and all of that, but certain dynasties they don't really get into. They kind of gloss over the dynasties.
cherry pick.
Yeah, cherry pick. We like right on great words.
How come they never teach us about what's in that Grand Canyon? I see some statues in that Grand Canyon.
Yeah, because ancient Egypt is over here. New Kingdom Egypt is over here.
Right.
So
I'm even thinking about our infrastructure as a city. You know, we live in Chicago, and no one talks about our sewage system. No one talks about, you know, it's deep. This stuff is deep. You know, and what we built on top of, right?
So it's ancient.
Right.
These cities and these places that we're in now have all they paved everything and created a new history. They call it Reconstruction.
Right.
And they gave us this narrative, and they got enough so-called black nations to help them push it. And when they remade the country in 1871 and started to move on our government that was already to get function, they
did a lot of stuff through paperwork. That's from what I see and understand.
Well, with a stroke of a pen.
And it's right.
Yeah.
So you have a back toe, B-A-T-T-L-E, and then you have a back toe, B-A-T-T-E-L. A back toe is something that is supposed to be a battle but never happened, but it's taken as the
huge. Yeah.
That's what Civil War reenactments are. Remember, we were the Confederacy. It was the Monacan Confederacy.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Still you know I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you half-truthers? Hotep Luya, that's humor, I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human. The body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it. And sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer, and rap into it. While blast the future, and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all this crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flex to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit. If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist. They would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill not back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding, all about branding. Feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me, niggas want Grammy, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't wanna damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up, where we all landing. This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of God, wouldn't be any star. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are. These ropes, they don't go nowhere. These highways are a dead. And I've had my share of losses, I've had my share of blessings, and I sure know what hell is. And I ask you this question, if we are something perfect, then how do we know what heaven is like?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Another episode of Enhancing Awareness Radio. Again, I'm not going to be doing much talking. Head still banging. Not as worse, but it's the cold symptoms that I'm feeling. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic straight to Eternal. Royalty. Hold on. You're not unmuted yet. Hold on. All right. There we go. You're unmuted.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot being said, a lot of the frequency, like you're saying, brother. I'm not even going to argue with all this stuff that's going on right now. You know what I mean? Like, how can you go against what's going on? You know? How are you feeling today?
I feel reconstructed today. Because there order, you know, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because order is to be done. Like, we can't keep fighting with ourselves when order is to be restored. So, I get
it. Yeah. No, that's it. Order is what we're conditioning ourselves to become out of the chaos. So if we have to order ourselves in chaos, we're going to find how that is our order to create that for ourselves, for our children, for those who are actually coming into existence. I am actually living in proof of the breath, the life that we're speaking on that helps us and tune that same molecular structure. All we got to do is amplify a little bit stronger than what we've already now accomplished. Don't look at it like, oh, I'm done, that's it. All I got to do is sit here and rejoice. No, you have to actually come a little bit more out of that rejoiceful state. Don't look at it like, oh, it's leisure time, and then we go get lazy. We do that amongst each other. So now that's why it's an issue. Some of us look at how we're going to downplay each other because we don't realize we're all gods and goddesses walking amongst each other. So that's why it could be an insult to when we're looking at things and then want to downsize the thought. You are the same objective as you are subjective. So don't demoralize the things you're very much walking on. It's like that's the dematerializing thing that we're doing to each other. That's why the brother, when he speaks like he does, he's so adequately what he's saying. It's just at a point where I know he's speaking from his own heart. You know, some things might have touched him a different way, and he's, you know, got some bias things, which that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. We all got to see our own views so that we can see where he's coming from, because I'm into the same thing. Like, man, I got touched a different way. Now I got to learn how I can explain it where I don't feel like I'm biased to everybody. Yet, you're not a woman. So what, you think that they're not going to say you're biased already? That's where it starts at. So now you got to see how your origin. Do you really, you know, give homage to it? And that's why I love the brother. He speaks that still, patiently having homage no matter what, being with the woman, being without the woman, being in her concept, being out of his concept, having a child, not having a child. Some of the conversations that he's speaking of, you don't even think that he's having a child. Yet, he's been in a world where he has children in his mind. So we have to explain ourselves in a different level that not everybody's already ready to play yet. It's called chess. When you play chess, you move 5 pieces ahead before the first piece got moved. Because strategically, you know that someone's going to move that way and get you that way. So then they say, okay, I seen that happen. And then it's like, okay, that's 2 times. Or maybe 3 times. Now you got to be ahead of that. You know, out of what we call failure of our own self. So that's why chess is an important game to play with your children. So that they won't keep making the same moves over and over. You're like, I want to talk to you. I just can't. Listen to all this that's going on around you. You listening to it right now. So if they're more attracted to the music, use that too. And with that being said, I'm not going to go against what's going on. Because, to be honest, there's people still playing basketball. There's still people in the playground. They're not actually doing what you're hearing. So you can always be a part of it, not be a part of it, be a participant, coexist. It still doesn't hurt anybody. And if you know how to not hurt yourself while this is all happening, you're actually doing what is needed and necessary to keep the pathways open for those who need to experience. They might not know what the experience is. You never came around a person so magnetically charged like that. And now you're actually seeing how people are when they're around each other, charged, full of energy, full of the chi, the key energy. That's what they're looking for. Everybody's looking for a key to learn their stuff. And so, like myself, I became eternal only so I could learn the key of self, the chi energy. So just like Bruce Lee, learning the chi, how you use that, how you open up the door, how you unlock things that you don't have to have a key for or you don't have to pay for. You know, you have thousands of people wanting to touch it because it's just that in its own abundance. That's the truth of itself. And that, as a collective, is your G-Ma, your grandma energy. All right, so I'm going to get off of here. So I see Mama's moving over here, too. That's good. At least they're moving. As long as they're moving, we'll work on it later on what they're moving to. All right, love y'all. We're going to talk again. As we say before, in our energy, know your chi, your breath. Ashe. Yeah, I know, no rush. I know, right, man? Look, I'm over here trying to rush it up. Really, it's just us. We are part of this rush thing. You know how to not be so rushed. Even when you get in the bedroom, you like, a brother want to get in the bedroom and just be rushing. He's like, let me get you off my energy, and then it's like, okay, I'm done. And then the woman's like, well, that was it? He's like, wait a minute. Yeah, that was me. What, that was all of you? Yeah. That was all of me.
I was just going to say, what, that was all of you?
Man, I'm done. Move on. I need another one. So you'll see that your energy has to be more imaginative, more of what we call stimulated energy. You find out stimulated energy comes from your cortex, thinking of your cerebral cortex. How do we keep? How do we use it not just as a struggle? Because we see everybody walking around in the struggle. However, we ain't got to act like we are part of the struggle, too. See, the ground that I touch is not because I'm touching the ground. I'm connected to it. So when you know that, that's like you feel what everybody's feeling, all right? And then the vibration helps you, enhance you, and get you to where you say the snow white energy. It's a now white energy. You're in a collective version of yourself. So you have to start to put reflections of yourself so you say, you know what? Since I need to be prominent in myself, make my order in my chaos. And now I can find my chaos is not as chaotic. I had a dog named Chaos, just had to go through it. And the dog ended up eating plastic. So I had to learn copper versus plastic. See how that worked? And it was a girl. It wasn't a boy. So learn it, and it was a pit bull. So you're looking at life experiences going through yourself. You're a higher vibration. All you got to do is go around other vibrations and find that tune that's going to help you tune yourself where you don't have to always kind of like, you know what I mean? Like if you turn your back and you feel like somebody's going to stab you in it, that's not what you should be feeling. All right? If you've been feeling like that, that's that chaos and chaotic that's always been around you. You got to get to a point where when you turn your back, this brother got your back. Right? And that person never seen you from day one. That's that energy you're looking for, right? Because when you go into the church, it's the same way. If you go into a grocery store, it's the same way. If you say you want to collectively, my brother getting ready to cool himself off, see, this is what I'm talking about. We got to know how to put the homage back into ourselves by knowing where your purification comes from. And that's really your essence, your reflection. You the water. The water gives reflection out of all the other zodiacs, and I'm feeling with all the other zodiacs I am tremendously. I give Ashe to the other elements. I give respect to all the elements, right? Because if we don't put homage to where it's at, we don't see our own inclination of how we're going. That's your destination. You are actually a direction itself. So you have to still put profound truth to who you are. Project it as much as you call it your image is the I'm age of yourself. Use your strength because that's your magnitude of energy. See, that's why Asir and Asur, Usir Usir. Usir. That's the Usir. You're the user of light. So how do you use your light as that Jedi energy? Not just Jedi, Yeda. Yuda. Yuda. Yuda Buddha. So there's a lot of the names that came out of it to say name is Nam as in Amen. No more. No more as in your tribe. You know them as a collective connection. The net from the neck of the Apis in Atlas. See, the axe has been cut off, but it's not been cut off. We don't cut off the axes. That's what it made us axes as a part to the tire to your actual apparatus. When your apparatus is not you, that's a vehicle. You're an apparatus of yourself. You're a whole transporter of energy. Knowing how to use your chi energy is very important. So getting back in tune like my brother is doing right now, like so adamantly, I'm like, yo, I could be like just recording him right now. But it's a point where I'm letting him do him because he's doing what it's supposed to be done. The virtue of putting water into your mind outside now purifies your inside before you even give homage to the ancestors. What? That's what they do 5 days a week. 5 days out of a day. This is something we don't even give ourselves to. So now you got to look at it from every religion. How much do we at least look at the devotion? My mom, she's Christian. Look at the devotion. And she do it every day. You know what I mean? That, my tears still go off of her. Because I know that's dedication. No matter how anybody can put the slave kind of mentality. I get it. I get it. That's why I'm on the other side too. I'm like, damn. Look at my people again over there with the little chain and the ball. And God, check it. Come on, mama over here. Yeah. I got to still give homage in the present. That's still, she gives me life, bro. So without life, I can't be here. I don't have no existence. And then how I'm going to push you onto the future and not having a baby without knowing that. And pushing that also to the baby so the baby will know that. And not only push that to the baby so everything else can grow like it's supposed to. This is why we call it Independence Day. See, you might have thought of it as an Independence Day, but it ain't not Independence as you think about it. That's right. Pour water. That's what we call the actual libation. When you do libation to yourself, you put it on yourself. Just the same way that mama did when they baptized us. See, they took that same connection. When they disconnected the cord from the woman to make that separation concept. They're going to Caesar. We'll give it to folks to let them get a comment on it. Yes, this is what we look at. Our energy is our frequency. So you know how to free your queen, free your queen of the sea. Going into what it is to make you now your ultimate self. You have an ultimate thing to do. Not just saying you, oh, I'm tired. I get it. People get tired too, but that's what a tire does. When you add a D to it, it's tired. So change in that reflection of how you feel about your energy. You are collecting. Right now, I'm on pavement. And it's, what is it, 80-something degrees? Well, imagine that 80-something degrees times two. And it's on my shoes. I can feel it on my shoes, brother. This brother right now wearing boots because you know what it's like being in Africa. So there's people that actually, when you see our people connecting, say, okay, I'm doing this for more than what I'm doing it for. It ain't just what I'm doing it for, it's for what we're doing it for. He used to independent. Well, independent, you need to go somewhere. This woman's still wearing her actual garb on right now. She came out and opened her own tent by herself. I said, nope, I'm not going to let this grandmama do what she's doing without me helping her out. At least open the tent up. We got to put the tent out. This is what we got to do. I'm not asking for no money. I don't want no money from our mothers. If our mothers are actually doing what they have to do, they wouldn't have to do all of those. That such a work, that nanny aspect, you know. When we're looking at nature, where's nature coming from? It comes from our nurture side. So you know how to be more natural and nurturing it. You already know. Save the reserve for the energy. Put water back on the body, right? If this is the degrees that you're feeling, put the water back on the body and give homage. Now, I'm not going to give you what type of libations that you want to go into. That's yours because we talked about the elements earlier. That's the cosmic, galactic, you know. And then there's also your own body, your individual. How do you speak to your mother, your father? You know, what is you connected to that as far as the blood spirit? Where did they travel on the etheric side that you didn't connect to? See, the brother just, he grabbed his water. See what I'm saying? That's confirmation. And he ain't even, like, I don't know, was he over here? It's like our science is letting us know communication is about keeping yourself hydrated. And sister right now doing hydration. She actually got her hands on the water right now. That's what I'm talking about. Your mind and your mentality is what we're really getting a fine-tune point. And once you know how to fine-tune it, that's where the capsules, using capsules now versus using pills. Think about moving your hips versus not just moving your hips. Do a more breathing aspect. Bringing your leg, your lower leg, right, on how we bring it up. So we talk about our lower leg, we don't really, all right, so now let's go into that. You got a higher part of your leg and you got a lower part of your leg. You got to use both of those legs. Don't just use one side of the leg. You feel like you're doing something. Well, that's how the mentality also been put on our mother to become a cow. So now cattle breeding is what it created our mother, all right? So let's go here where it's supposed to be at, right? You've been thinking of her as a cat herder or a calf herder, right? Because she's been called now a heifer because she can't produce a child. This is why these things are becoming the unknown now known. You're into the Hopi? Learn your Hopi. Where is the indigenous side of self to where you see both sides? And now the connection. It's not a physical where we looked at it. It's a principle. Once you go into the principles of who you are, Tigris, Euphrates, you're now seeing your divine truth. We didn't walk around this now for a minute. This is through Mississippi. If you don't see Mississippi, you ain't seen nowhere else you've been at. This comes from all around the continent. So if you think somebody's walking in your neighborhood and you don't know the person that's walking in your neighborhood, maybe you ain't never recognized who's walking in your neighborhood. You don't talk to them. You don't convert with them. You don't see what they go through. You don't see the hard times that they might be facing. And if they had to be facing, you ain't got to keep going down the face. Right? You know where you at now. But yet you humble.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that humble.
Mm-hmm.
The humble will help you get through a lot of when you didn't know you didn't have to shoot the brother. No, you didn't have to shoot that brother. Who are these brothers here for? They're here to actually show you how to protect yourself. And so they all got different ways they protect themselves, right? And it's at a point where we're going to see all of our views as a man that's going to help the woman out. Through all of this we call protection. You got that gun on your side, brothers? Do you use it to shoot someone with? Do you use it to shoot our people with? Think about these things when you're saying it. Do you use it for protection? When you are protecting someone, are you using it 24 hours? I had to say this to my father. I said, I know you're in the military, but yeah, father, really. You still got to do the military? Even on my mama? You see what I'm saying? Mama told us how to become militant in the first place. And we ain't see it.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Eternal.
I can hear you. Oh,
okay, good.
From, I'm from me. Because I go in, I keep going in.
No. You good. I just wanted to make sure you hear me because what's happening is someone is calling me on the show and it mutes my phone, the three-way call. So I was just, if I hang up, it'll end the show. So I just wanted to make sure you can hear me.
Okay.
Go ahead. I mean, we got to the top of the hour.
See, now that's powerful. You on the Gemini spirit, the Khonsu represents the Gemini spirit as well. So when we talk about Trihuti, the Shishetta, one who writes the script. You said we're on a three band right now. And so called the July, what we call the fourth. Is it the fourth? We're on the third. See how that works? It ain't even
third.
The fourth yet. So we're working on the Trinity. And this Trinity happens to be something that we might not even be in tune with because we're doing it. And that's why it's needed and necessary to be the now doing. If you don't push the effort, it don't even have an effort. You see what I'm saying? So if someone would say, okay, I'm doing my form of the religion, okay, I got you. Now that you did it, now what? You going to go back to feeling bad? Don't do that. That's like, what would you do in a religion for? Now you just did it for like some kind of, don't be wearing it like clothes. You see what I'm saying? Become in tune with yourself so much as inside as much as outside. Now you're feeling what devotion is. You're not devoted by it. You feel, where's your devotion at? My brothers right now actually putting their heads down to the earth right now. You see how that works? We call that the temple worship. The temple worship, right? It's called exchange and how the energy will end up being. And that means it don't have to be right here in the music that you hear. It's in the frequency that you're creating while the music is being played. That's how you're now connected. You're a connector. You don't just touch the ground. You become an earthbounder. You made the earth change from how you in it. You the atmosphere. So you don't see the atmosphere changing amongst you. It's not about how you not seeing yourself yet. And you got an attitude. Change your attitude up. Everything around you is here for you in the benefit.
Perception.
Okay. So now the climax is so better,
let
right?
Me say this.
That's how the clouds ain't even over our heads right now. That's how it's so powerful. I got ancestors walking right now in front of me. Living proof of ancestors. My brother walking with the dog of truth, too. See what I'm saying? And he's wearing the blue. That's how I know we are symbolically connected. We just got to connect a little more. That's all. That's okay. I'm cool with it.
Eternal.
I'm cool. I'm still in the
Eternal, can you?
Yes, go ahead.
Eternal, if you can, can you please expound the fire signs? I feel are having a hard time in this now space. So is there any way you can give them some suggestions? And one of my friends just straight up told me, you know, my fire sign friends and my mother too, you know, they always were straight up, you know, with me and stuff like that. And he told me, you know, life is not going the way I wanted it to go. And, you know, it's I pretty much went back home to drugs and drinking because life is not going how I want it to go. And what I'm finding is a lot of people, not just fire signs, but a lot of people are resorting to drugs and drinking, you know, heavy
right.
because they can't control.
Yeah. Yeah.
What suggested or anything that you want to give to them?
Right. And we all get, not saying we all, because no one knows how we're experiencing our inner core self, right? And so
right.
just like myself, a brother brought it to me. He was like, you know, I see you smoke a lot. And I was like, yeah, I smoke. You in that Buddha. I said, yeah, that's my Buddha spirit. And then he was like, have you ever tried ayahuasca? I said, ayahuasca?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm already a Buddha. I don't know what you're talking about. So learning the ayahuasca, learning the DMT, learning the sea bug, learning the mushroom. This comes from the Malaysia aspect. This comes from the Tibetan aspect. This goes into even Kemet aspect. When you get to the Blue Lotus, there's the points of your high priest came to you in different ways that you didn't even know it yourself. And you had to start identifying what Elekba does for you. So you got to be patient, first of all. You got to go through all whatever you're going through, first of all. So you might have to go through crack a little bit longer. Just to say, okay, wait a minute, let me snap out of this. Okay, that's enough. I had enough of that experience. I don't want no more of that. So because you went through that, it's going to give you your devotion. Your point of saying, you know what? I'm the crack solution man. I'm going to now know everything it is about crack. I'm going to tell everybody in and out of how not to do it because I already did it for them. And these are the points of when you see what, you know, we don't know what our powers are. And because we were touched in a way that you've hide and hid it in your body so long. That's why this constant concept, confirmation concept of the moon, moon night, the whole connection you telling me about, the three you've been into now, three people, three, I don't know how we got into the three phone conversation, but it's still that happening now. So when you know collectively, this is why the moon night is important. The moon night represents the goddess of the night, not Batman like man. You're seeing now the goddess. And so, yet it's still a superhero as a man. So now it's still kind of like, well, what kind of man is it? We're talking about pale moon and full moon. See, now when you see a pale moon, you're like, I don't like the new moon. But you got to like the new moon just as much as like the old moon that you call a full moon. So you want that money all the time. And that's why fire energy, I know y'all going through it. It's okay. My fire is in my love energy. So I already know. My fire is in my love energy. I see what makes it feel like it's a struggle. Because that's what Aries had to go through, right? That's what Haru got to go through as the Leo, right? And that's what the Sagittarius, my mother, had to go through. So this is why I would know it better than a lot of our already fans. You know your fire signs? Okay, come on, bro. I actually sat with my brethren and sat and watched him become not only a father, a knowing to be a grandfather and a stepfather while I'm in front of him knowing the fatherhood aspect. So I could see how we could be pushed away from even the culture. Knowing that if we don't see the culture, we got to run to it even harder, like the sister running for her child. running for a child is like the confirmation to culture. That's how you know everything is supposed to be right and exact where it's supposed to be. It's called timing. So if this, these fire signs are feeling something, come on over to the water. Come on over here and quench yourself off. You know what water be doing. Come on over here and drink some of this water. I ain't seen you drink the water in a minute. Look, I was with Earth sign. I said, here, drink some water. He ain't drink no water all day. He been eating nothing but Earth stuff. I said, see? You got to know how to use some other stuff. You can't just stay in one element. These other elements help. Okay, I got to get off the phone now. I see the people coming to my table now, so I got to do something. This is what I'm talking about. This is that confirmation, though. Because they, like, waiting patiently, like, seeing who else? Oh, no, they're not. They're not. They're just walking by. It's okay. It's all right. Sometimes it takes a minute to actually come to the copper. For real, for real. Look how long it took me. I'm at 16, right, learning about high blood pressure, ADHD, bone deficiency, hair loss, skin loss. So wearing the copper is one thing, but eating the copper, that's a whole other level. And right now, this sun is baking. You don't even want to touch this copper. This copper feel like it's hot. I'm not even wearing my copper right now. I got like one piece of copper on me right now because I know the magnifying energy, one piece of copper. I ain't got to over-copper myself. Okay? That's what might be happening. You got fire signs, you're wearing that gold, you might be dehydrating yourself, not knowing how much gold you got on you. That's why they called it, what it said, I'm going to get you, sucker. The OG, you're doing over gold. You're over golding yourself. You got to know how to work with the water, right? Just as much you got to know how to work with the fire. So if you're using a lot of solar energy and you're thinking that's going to work, it's going to work in the physical, spiritually. You out being weighed right now. And that's the whole purpose. New moon, full moon. Respect, Bubba. You see, my Bubba actually is on a bike, so he know what I'm talking about. This is the process of learning how do your cycles work with not just one wheel, two wheels, to learn your three-wheel aspect. Because there's a one in the middle we don't see. That's the cycle. And then it actually has the other part connected to it. So now you see three, four, and more. That's called multi-levels. And see, he got different levels to it. See here? If I could show you what's going on, he got different gears to it. That's how you know when you're, like, in a car and you're driving in a four. Okay, come on. And then it says two-wheel, okay, front. The smaller. And then you want to say, okay, let me jump into 18-wheeler. I'm going to have to learn how to switch my gears. Okay. If it was like a six-year. Come on now. And that's why we're here. See how the Baba just throw that back in life? See how he did that? That's, come on, 90%, 10%. And this is what we were talking about, 90%, 10%. You look at 10, family. Your 10% family give you. And you don't realize it. That's all you was needing to put 90% of your alignment standing straight up because you are erect as a building. So now what you build yourself with can impure yourself or knock you down. From the same wind you was calling to giving you love at first. You was like, man, this wind was good. Wait a minute, this wind don't feel so good. This wind is taking me out. I think I need some air. No, it's called wind. Air, okay, so now you need some moisture in that air, in the wind that you didn't know. Now it's the dryness and the moisture that you got to now experience. See, when you're a child, you have to learn all the things from a baby step, getting up in the atmosphere, how you get up. We call it vertilago. What is it, vertigo? The depression of your skin to now the elevation of your skin feeling. That's how you got to know you in a aspiration, inspiration feeling. You got to know how to aspirate and inspirate self. Once you know that, this is what I was saying earlier about getting to a deeper meditation. You find 3 hours of that, you ain't even got to eat. That's what breatharians do. They don't even eat. They're just like, yo, I need just a little bit of water and we good. I'm going to energize off of this all day. And you say, whoa, how does that person? Because that's called supercharging themselves. We don't know the discipline we got to all face with all this frequency thrown all over our heads. Many people on their phones like I am right now. It's showing how much we can use frequency and not use it for ourselves and our own benefit. So as a drummer, experiencing it. A dancer, experiencing it. Go into the fields, all right? Fire signs. Go into the fields of what you like and become it. Don't just like it and admire it from the side. That's your fire not being used, fire sign. Come on out and use your fire sign. Don't act like just because you got a fire sign, you don't know how to use it. That's why we don't know airbending, firebending. They showed us as avatars. The whole arrogant side of ourself is not being in tune with how the etheric is how the, all the elements will still purify itself. And there's a purification. And you can see it right now, even while I'm talking, I had like my copper, I put it out in the beginning. I know them jinxes is like burning with energy. So now I'm going to have to cool it down again and redo it. I'm not going to do my whole cycle right now because it's like I started out right in the beginning with my rings. I was saying 1 for 3, 2 for 5. And it's good because I said that, and I know why. I didn't put much energy into it, but I put enough energy into it. And this is why you can see it. It shows your spiritual energy is going to be reflected off the sun. So whether you make it or not, it's because you put whatever your heart energy into. That's the reflection. Independent. You can hear the music, whether it's on one side or the other. As long as you coexistence, you know what I mean? Enjoy it. Embrace yourself. Oh, this is your culture. You know what I mean? Like, take it as it's abundance. Even if it's not money, it's still abundant. Feel the happiness that you can now embrace versus how most people saying, oh, we were slaves and we were doing the slave stuff. Nah, I turn every corner right now. I'm looking at all these people in here. These are not people that you were saying, oh, they're enslaved. They're doing enslaved stuff. No. They want to get their stuff out and be known. They're putting the culture out. They got bags out here. I'm talking about onks all over the place. Like, me being over here look like this is just a regular thing. But you go out here and actually see this, it's not a regular thing. Even though you might accept it like it's a regular thing. See, that's why we're looking at ordinary. What we're doing out here is like an ordinary. This is not ordinary. This is beyond this ordinary. And you, all you got to do is go to where you say, I'm going to stay focused on that. Every day, I might have to do this. Stay focused. If it's a holiday, this is what I'm going to do as a focus. You say, okay, it's my birthday. I'm going to go focus on, I'm going to make this my focus. People going to say, what is going on with this brother or sister? You look, you seem like you're focused. Yep, I actually am. Focused on how my children going to come out. My other, whether it be a girl or boy, or whether it's like right now. The sister just, you drop something, sister. Okay. So just making sure, you know, as we abundance towards everybody. I would have picked it up. She dissed on me. It's okay. I was going to pick it up. I didn't have no problem with picking it up. We call it grace. I didn't know if it was her napkin for herself. And she didn't, you know, because we don't even know now, are we helping each other or not helping? This COVID thing got you like, should I keep my distance or do I want to help you? I don't know. I'm confused now. Now when I help my mom, I'm still like not a help for my mom. You see what I'm saying? That's why we're looking at the universe differently. That's why the mothers are kind of hard on the fathers and the fathers are hard on the children. The children are hard on our sons. And we can't see how the communication needs a little bit softened. Y'all got to soften up a little bit. Y'all are hard-edged, you know? Take the shackles off. And then already put it on it. We walk around with shackles feeling like we got shackles off. This is right here, elder. Walk around with the copper on her neck. That's what I'm talking about, see? I know the shackles ain't got to be on all these people, man. And Tom, who's looking at myself right now. I don't even want to go over there because they're watching myself, looking at myself and admiring it. That's the problem I don't want. I want other us to be more attracted to our stuff, not them. I ain't got no time for them. I'm here for y'all. I'm waiting on y'all to wake up. So anyway, love y'all. We're going to talk soon. Look, I wasn't even in a rush. They over here looking at me like, why don't you go over there and help them? Nah, they're from South Africa. No, anyway, we out here in New York right now, Brooklyn. So getting a piece of it from everywhere, you know what I mean? It's that love. Love and embrace y'all. Embrace y'all everywhere we at. You know, feel independent. You think about independent? That's all right. Feel independent. Watch yourself, your attraction. How you attracted to everything? That's all. Embrace yourself. Be prepared for something, right? Be present. You're a gift. Ashe? Ashe. Oh, gift. Thanks.